The weather was beautiful that day when Sandy and Bud went fishing with Flipper outside Coral Key Park. It was hard to believe that disaster was just around the corner.
Sandy, look at this.
Sure scared those fish.
Man, they were really traveling.
I don't think it was a shark.
Sandy, those fish were really running. Do you think there's something dangerous in Coral Key Park?
I don't know. Flipper's headed for the reef.
Get the anchor, bud. Usually this reef is just swarming with fish.
Look at them go. Fish are gone. Birds are gone, too.
Why?
When fish and wildlife rush off in a panic, but it means something's gonna happen.
Like what?
I don't know, but nothing good.
Maybe a hurricane?
Could be.
To open the sea.
If Flipper's that worried, there's something wrong. We better alert Dad to this.
Sandy, save a little of that energy, will you? I want you boys to finish stacking this lumber so it'll dry out and we can start on that shed and back.
Dad, I think we're in for a hurricane or something.
Oh, a hurricane? Now, what gives you that idea?
Dad, all the birds and the fish are leaving like it's the end of the world.
Dad, you know that reef?
Yeah?
You know the way it always swarms with fish? Well, right now you couldn't find one if your life depended on it.
Well, maybe there's a shark nosing around.
Dad, even a shark wouldn't scare off the small fish. And Flipper would have warned us about a shark.
Well, something else frightened them now. I don't know.
Dad, it isn't only the fish. The birds are leaving, too. And when all wildlife deserts an area like that, something awful bad is going to happen. Even Sandy said so. Maybe it's got something to do with the weather.
The weather? But I got the 5-day marine forecast less than a half hour ago. You know what they said? Clear skies and sunny weather.
But, Dad, you should have seen those fish barreling out to sea.
Flipper left, too. Even Flipper was worried.
Well, look, you guys, there could have been a half a dozen things that scared those fish. And maybe Flipper went out to see what was going on. Now, I want you to finish stacking this lumber. I'm going over to the East Marina and check on a damaged boat. I'll be back in time for supper.
One thing I know. Animals can sometimes sense changes before instruments can record them. And the Weather Bureau could be wrong.
You can say that again. Hey, look! Flipper, he's come back!
Like all kids, my boys sometimes think they know better than anybody else. And this was one of those times. So when Flipper called, they wasted no time in following him.
See anything?
Nah. What is it, Flipper?
Fish aren't there. We'll know for sure something's up.
Here and show him.
Now I know for sure something's wrong. I'm going to try and reach Dad on the radio.
I'll start getting the stuff out of the water.
Hi, bud. I was wondering if I could borrow your water skis. What are you doing?
Will you give me a hand?
Sure.
We're taking our stuff out of the water. There's some kind of a storm coming.
How do you figure that?
Well, I haven't got time to explain. Just take my word for it, okay?
My pop just put a fleet of rental boats in the water.
I'll give you a hand with that, then we've got to try and find Dad. I couldn't reach him on the radio.
Okay.
They're not important right now. We've got to take care of the boats first.
What?
Sandy and Bud told me. They must have found out from their father.
A big storm, that's hard to believe.
It's true.
Well, we'll just maybe take a run over to Porter's and see what's going on.
Take the main road to the East Marina. That way we can see if he stopped along the way.
Right.
Dad, everything's tied down for the big storm.
Well, if Porter Rick says there's going to be a storm, there's going to be a storm. Come on, we got work to do.
Okay, Ed, thanks. Let's lash all the gear down.
Ed Evers was noted as a man of action. Well, he didn't waste any words now. If there was a storm coming, he wanted his fishing fleet safe. The bad news traveled fast. In no time at all, every boat in the area was being hauled ashore. I hate to disappoint you, but it looks like another beautiful day. Clear skies, calm water, and just the right amount of breeze. Good day to have a big breakfast and get started building our shed.
But for sure we're going to have some kind of a storm.
Oh, boy, I wish I didn't stay up all night the way I did. I could have used that sleep.
Well, Bud, I'll let you get all the sleep you want when we get these boats squared away. They're double moored and they're covered. I'd hate to have an emergency call with them that way. So let's get them uncovered.
That's what it costs to haul my boats. That bill is being charged to you. Now, the next time you go around telling people there's a storm coming, find out what you're talking about. Hey, wait a minute!
You guys know anything about this?
Dad, all I did was tell Stevie that we were getting ready for a storm.
And he saw you covering up our boats, right?
Yeah.
Well, that'd make anybody think there was a storm coming.
Do you think we'll really have to pay for Mr. Moran's bill?
I don't know, bud. I think we're in some kind of a mess.
Yes, Matt, I know. Look, I'm sorry. I'll be right over. Okay, goodbye. That gentleman was Matt Farley. He had his barge towed out of the harbor and anchored. And he's charging us for it. Porter Ricks. Yeah, hello, Pete. Look, Pete,
Man, does he sound sore?
I bet Steve and his dad told everybody in the neighborhood.
All right, Pete, yeah. Look, Pete, I know. I'm very sorry about this.
Dad, listen to Flipper.
But you listen to Flipper. He's gotten me in enough trouble already.
We better go see what he wants.
Well, Pete, now listen. All right. All right, I'll be right over.
What's the matter, Flipper? What's wrong with him, Sandy?
I don't know. Bud, come up here.
What is it, Dad?
I haven't got time to explain, Sandy, but that lumber fell down without anybody touching it. Flipper and those animals may be right. I want you to go in the house, stay by the radio until I call you. Do you understand?
Right here, Dad.
Okay. Once in the air, I'd be able to learn in short order if my suspicions were correct. I looked down, and there was Flipper headed straight out to sea. Like the boys, he had the courage of his convictions, and Flipper wasn't taking any chances. One type of disaster that can occur with no advance warning. Coast Guard, this is 4572 Foxtrot. Do you read me? Over.
Coast Guard, go ahead, 4572 Foxtrot.
Roger, Coast Guard Radio, this is Porter Ricks. I've spotted a tidal wave. It's moving north by east at approximately 60 knots per hour. And it's about 20 miles off of Coral Key Park. Over.
A tidal wave, are you sure?
Well, I've never been sure because I'm sitting and watching it right now, and it's really traveling. Over.
We'll get out a general warning on all wavelengths. Over.
Roger, Coast Guard Radio. WD-9598, this is 4572 Foxtrot. Do you read me? Over.
We're here, Dad. Over.
Sandy, batten down the house and get away from the beach. There's a tidal wave coming. Over.
A tidal wave? Dad, what about Flipper?
Bud, Flipper's safe. I saw him going out to sea. Now get moving,
because it's really traveling. Over.
We're gone, Dad.
You start closing windows, I'll get the shutters.
4572 Fox Trot out.
Gotta get to higher ground. We'll go to the post How do those falling planks tip you that there was a tidal wave coming?
Well, Sandy, tidal waves are caused by earth disturbances at sea. Now, we might not notice it, but when those planks fell, I had a pretty good idea something was going on. Besides, that had to be the answer to Flipper's warning.
Flipper knew something was going to happen. That's why he showed us those animals running away from the water. And that's why he took us out to sea.
That's right, Bud. Well, let's get this place cleaned up, shall we? And let's get those boats ready for action. Boys, let's get this boat in order. Oh, Matt. Ed. You boys get hurt by that wave?
Not near as much as we would have if we hadn't been ready.
Porter, I want to apologize for popping off over the phone like I did. My barge would have been a total wreck if I hadn't moved it.
And I'd have lost all my boats. Fact is, a lot of people along this beach would have been in big trouble if it hadn't been for you and your boys.
Well, it wasn't us. It was Flipper.
Flipper, huh? Where is he?
There he is. Hi, Flipper.
My thanks to you, Flipper. If you ever run short of fish, be sure and pay me a visit.
That goes for me too, Flipper.
You're the smartest of us all.